The local scuba dive community is working like mad to grant marine protection status for a popular dive site. That's after a scuba dive instructor at Cove 2 in West Seattle recently documented an incident. A diver brought an octopus out from the water and killed it. Divers from all around the world come to that spot specifically to see the giant Pacific octopus. But harvesting an octopus at that site is legal, and octopuses aren't a threatened species. Diver and underwater videographer Lauren Evans is among the Seattleites working now towards a new marine protection status for that site. Lauren, can you explain why is this incident so appalling to scuba divers?
Sure. I just wanted to say thank you, Sarah, for having me on the phone this morning. It's appalling to divers because the giant Pacific octopus is an animal that many of us really treasure in the water. And it's one that we really look forward to seeing when we're out on a dive. Actually, I've had friends from around the world come to visit, and their specific point in diving Cove 2 was to see a giant Pacific octopus. So we look at that cove as kind of a sacred place where we're able to have meaningful interactions with these animals that we don't get anywhere else.
Did your visitors see an octopus?
Oh, my visitors, of course, saw a giant Pacific octopus, and they were thrilled. It was the highlight of their visit to Seattle.
What kind of protections are you hoping for?
I'm hopeful that we can establish a ban on the harvesting of giant Pacific octopuses, specifically at Cove 2 preliminarily, but also hopeful to extend that to other popular dive sites where we have known populations of giant Pacific octopus. Behind that, we would love to look at some bigger statewide changes. Granted, those take time and have some meaningful discourse with other parties who have an interest in this. But tangentially to that, we're also hopeful to work with the aquarium and the city of Seattle to designate Cove 2 as a marine preserve.
And there have been threats made to the family of this 19-year-old who actually harvested the octopus. What is your take on this whole incident?
I think the whole incident itself is unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate the way it transpired, and I'm truly sad to hear that there were threats made against the family. My friends that I know of who are divers and myself want to really focus on what positive outcome can be a result of the actions that happen. We really think about Cove 2 as a truly special place. I'll just give you a quick analogy. We go there to enjoy the animals and have interactions with them, specifically the giant Pacific octopus. Think about going to Green Lake. And let's just say that Green Lake is outside of Seattle, where gun laws or, you know, gun restrictions aren't applicable. And you and your family are there and you're enjoying the ducks and the geese. And a hunter comes up and starts shooting them in front of you while you're enjoying the lake. Killing an octopus at Cove 2 feels a lot like that to divers. That's why we're so passionate about this.
Right. But an octopus is something that can be compared to a pig or, you know, and people aren't up in arms when pigs are killed as much as far as how smart a pig is. I know there are stories about pigs stealing tools from farmers.
And it's a hard comparison to draw. There's no doubt. I think that's why we're not trying to go for a comprehensive ban on all octopus hunting. We understand that there's a commercial fishery for the animal. We're not trying to restrict that. What we're trying to look at doing is to specifically look at not having them be harvested at these specific sites that we come to enjoy those animals in a meaningful experience.
Okay, Lauren, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Lauren Evans owns Seeing Green. It's an underwater video production company based here in Seattle. She'll meet later tonight with other divers. They're hoping for a possible ban on octopus harvesting in certain areas, and they're hoping this popular West Seattle dive spot will be granted protected marine status. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.